This is AgriPulse Drive Time for Monday, July 7th, brought to you by the American Farm Bureau Federation. Good afternoon, I'm Jeff Nally. Well, the condition of the U.S. corn crop increased slightly. Soybean condition held steady. That's according to the USDA's weekly crop progress report. The National Ag Statistics Service says corn was soaking on 18% of acres, 74% of the crop rated in good to excellent condition, up a point from last week. For soybeans, 96% of the crop has emerged, two-thirds still rated in good to excellent condition. The spring wheat crop is 61% headed, with half of the crop in good to excellent condition. U.S. winter wheat condition, 48% good to excellent, the same as last week. The harvest is now 53% done. President Donald Trump today set a 25% tax on goods imported from Japan and South Korea, as well as tariff rates on Malaysia, Kazakhstan, South Africa, Laos, and Myanmar, all which would go into effect August 1. The president provided notice by posting letters on Truth Social that were addressed to the leaders of the various countries. The letters warned them not to retaliate by increasing their own import taxes, or else the Trump administration would further increase tariffs. The letters were the first part of an effort to delay the Trump's administration's self-imposed July 9 deadline for other countries to reach trade deals. Caroline Levitt, the White House spokesperson, said today that 12 other countries would receive similar letters. Trump would sign an executive order extending the deadline for reaching a trade deal to August 1. Levitt said, quote, "We've seen a lot of positive developments in the right direction, but the administration, the president, and his trade team want to cut the best deals to the American people and the American worker." Trump is confident that tariffs are necessary to bring back domestic manufacturing, funding the tax cuts he signed into law last Friday. Now, those tariffs could have implications for U.S. corn exports. The tariffs of 25% on Japan and South Korea, challenging as the two countries are major buyers of U.S. corn. According to data from the USDA, Japan has committed to purchasing over 12 million metric tons of U.S. corn this marketing year. South Korea is on the books for 5.9 million tons of corn. That's up from this time last year, supporting elevated corn shipments out of U.S. ports reported by the USDA this year. The implementation of tariffs by the U.S. may put these corn sales at risk, according to Ag Resource in a note. Ag Resource said retaliation could follow if a trade fight breaks out. Shares of Bunge Global shed 4.6% today, $74.85 a share. Overall, a poor trading session for the stock market. The S&P down 0.8%. The Dow Jones Industrial Average falling 0.9%. This was the stock's second consecutive day of losses. Bunge Global closed 34.9% below its 52-week high. Archer Daniels Midland dropped 1.4%. Tyson down 2.8%. Trading volume at 2.4 million. The 50-day average is 1.9 million. Today, Judge Stephen Vaden was sworn in as Deputy Secretary of the Department of Agriculture. Vaden of Tennessee joined Secretary of Agriculture Brooke Rollins to not only deliver on the promises of President Trump, but also to execute the agriculture and nutrition policies of the One Big Beautiful Bill. Of Vaden, Secretary Rollins said, quote, "His policy and legal acumen will be a tremendous asset to the department, and I look forward to his partnership as we continue to revitalize rural America and make certain American farmers continue to provide the safest, most affordable, and most abundant food supply in the history of the world." Today's Drive Time is brought to you by the American Farm Bureau Federation. Don't let farm labor costs eat away at food affordability. Freeze the skyrocketing adverse effect wage rate. Learn more at fb.org/labor. Well, that's all for today's AgriPulse Drive Time. For more agriculture, trade, food, environment, and regulatory news, visit AgriPulse.com. For AgriPulse, I'm Jeff Nally.